This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. It is the great USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. If you're waiting for Wayne Allyn Root, he will be here in exactly 1 hour. My name is Lee Elsie, and I'm honored to get a chance to spend an hour with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And, again, getting a chance to touch all of you across the... Well, I can't touch you, but reach out and sort of touch you across the entire country. No, that was kind of a weird way to sort of frame that. So let's just start over. No, I'm sorry. Again, my name is Lee Elsie. Thanks a lot for joining the program. We do have a lot to talk about, a lot of serious stuff going on, and we are going to go, if the president pops up while we're on the air here in the first hour, we will go to it. We'll try to cut and go to it, because what he says is very, very important, and everybody's sort of on the edge of their seat. He actually had a robust conversation with the governors today, telling them sort of a flip-flop of what had happened earlier in the week, where he said he was pretty much in total control, and now he said today to the governors in a conference call that he is going to back them, and whatever they decide to do within their individual states, the federal government will back. And I think that's probably a smarter way to approach this. Allow the governors in each state sort of to either be the heroes or the villains, and be able to determine, as far as their own, their own citizens and their own states, to figure out what's best for each one. Because what is best for Wisconsin may not, in fact, right now be best for New Jersey or New York. You got to sort of play it by ear a little bit. And again, there's still a million questions. There's a million questions about what's happening in the country right now, whether it's coronavirus related, work related, money related. Some folks get their checks, some folks haven't. All right, so it looks like he is actually out there. So rather than hear me talk, let's go to Washington to hear the president.
One national family. Our country has come together. We draw solace from the faith that God has received, and the departed, he has taken the departed into his eternal and loving embrace. They will never be forgotten. Over the last weeks and months, millions of Americans have joined together in a shared national sacrifice to halt the spread of this horrible disease. The Army built field hospitals and sports arenas and convention centers. The Army Corps of Engineers is great. Over 20,000 beds in record time. The Navy sailed hospital ships to our biggest cities. Life-saving supplies and experimental medicines were rushed to the front lines as we launched a rapid search for groundbreaking treatments and vaccines. We built the most advanced and robust testing anywhere in the world, and we've done more testing than any country anywhere in the world. We suspended dangerous foreign travel. We leveraged our industrial base to produce vast quantities of critical medical gear and enacted a historic $2 trillion relief package. Through it all, we have seen the heroism of our doctors and nurses like never before. These are our warriors. The bravery of our truck drivers, such bravery. And food suppliers, such incredible bravery, and the determination and drive of our citizens. Through this unified national endeavor, we have made great progress. You could really say incredible progress. Our experts and scientists report that our strategy to slow the spread has saved hundreds of thousands of lives. Models predicted between 1.5 million and 2.2 million U.S. deaths. If there was no mitigation, it could have even been higher than that. And between 100,000 and 240,000 deaths with mitigation, it's looking like we will come far under even these lowest numbers. Thanks to our all-out military operation and the extraordinary devotion of our people, we believe we will experience far fewer deaths than even the optimistic projection. But there is no such thing as an optimistic projection on death. One person is too many. Our experts say the curve has flattened and the peak in new cases is behind us. Nationwide, more than 850 counties, or nearly 30% of our country, have reported no new cases in the last 7 days. Because of our early and aggressive action, we have avoided the tragedy of healthcare rationing and deadly shortfalls that have befallen many other nations which, wherever possible, we are helping. In America, no person who has needed a ventilator has been denied a ventilator. We're making hundreds of thousands of ventilators. We've delivered thousands and thousands of ventilators to the states. And actually, it's been an incredible operation. We started with very little, and we ended with a lot. The United States has achieved a significant lower mortality rate than almost all other countries. Based on the latest data, our team of experts now agrees that we can begin the next front in our war, which we are calling opening up America again. And that's what we're doing. We're opening up our country. And we have to do that. America wants to be open, and Americans want to be open. As I've said for some time now, a national shutdown is not a sustainable long-term solution. To preserve the health of our citizens, we must also preserve the health and functioning of our economy. Over the long haul, you can't do one without the other. Cannot be done. To keep vital supply chains running, these chains have to be taken care of so delicately. They're delicate. The balance is delicate. We want to deliver food and medical supply. We must have a working economy, and we want to get it back very, very quickly. And that's what's going to happen. I believe it will boom. A prolonged lockdown combined with a forced economic depression would inflict an immense and wide-ranging toll on public health. This includes a sharp rise in drug abuse, alcohol abuse, suicide, heart disease, and many other dimensions of physical and mental well-being. Moreover, many patients have put needed medical care on hold, creating entirely new hazards for public health. Our country has suffered. The world has suffered. 184 other countries have suffered. Therefore, my administration is issuing new federal guidelines that will allow governors to take a phased and deliberate approach to reopening their individual states. I've dealt with them now a long time, and we've had a great relationship. Democrat, Republican, the relationship has been good. This strategy is based on hard, verifiable data. I want to thank Dr. Birx for her incredible leadership in crafting these guidelines in consultation with scientists, experts, and medical professionals across government. Dr. Birx will explain the guidelines in more detail in a few moments. And Dr. Fauci has been absolutely terrific. We've all worked together, and we've worked together well. They are interested in the health of our country, and we're all interested in the viability and making us truly great again. We took the greatest economy in the history of the world and we closed it in order to win this war, and we're in the process of winning it now. Our approach outlines three phases in restoring our economic life. We are not opening all at once, but one careful step at a time. And some states will be able to open up sooner than others. Some states are not in the kind of trouble that others are in. Now that we have passed the peak in new cases, we're starting our life again. We're starting rejuvenation of our economy again in a safe and structured and very responsible fashion. Our strategy will continue to protect senior citizens and other vulnerable populations while allowing military and other groups of incredibly talented people to go about their real business and the business they're supposed to be hard at work at doing, and nobody does it better. Our military is the greatest anywhere in the world, and we're so thankful for what they've done. Healthy Americans will now be able to return to work as conditions on the ground allow. Instead of a blanket shutdown, we will pursue a focus on sheltering the highest risk individuals. So important. We're establishing clear...
All right, so you're listening to the president. This is big stuff. So we have to take a break. When we come back right here on the USA Radio Network, we'll go back to Washington. We'll follow this the entire hour as long as the president or whoever is speaking will be with it. Stick around with us. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. We'll be back.
Wade Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Hi, I'm John Hunt. Normally, you hear me on USA Radio News telling you stories about other people in the news. Well, now, I've written a book about the amazing blessings of my life and how, through miracles, I'm still alive. I'm a 40-year radio host who thought he'd reached the height of his career until tragedy struck. After a severe bout with the flu, I died twice, was revived, and spent 6 days in a coma and started the journey toward a full heart transplant. The book is called My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey and is available at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle form. The story takes you through how I got the heart disease, the people that helped me along the way, some crazy stories, and the real life story of the miracles of science as I received the perfect heart match from my donor. I'm now in training for the 2020 Transplant Games in New Jersey. Grab your copy of My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey today at Amazon.com. Thanks, and may your life be filled with all the love and miracles that mine has.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Now more than ever, people are using the alkaline structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system and provide themselves with a barrier of protection. This is not colloidal silver. Alkaline structured silver is the next improved, more efficient generation of silver. I've personally been using my Dr. Suggest silver products for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on the radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking. And no more brain fog in the morning. Plus, there's silver skin gel has made my skin look the best of my life. It's been amazing for me. I use all their products from morning until night. I personally recommend my doctor suggests every day to my listeners. Now is the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel Liquid and Lozenges. Say Wayne Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call toll-free 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to MyDoctorSuggest.com and enter the promo code ROOTS to get 20% off MyDoctorSuggest.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, so it's Lee LC for the first hour here tonight. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. We're going to check back in with the president down in Washington.
As we begin a science-based reopening, we must be extra vigilant in blocking the foreign entry of the virus from abroad. Border control, travel restrictions, and other limitations on entry are more important than ever to keep the virus in check and allow Americans to get back to work. The sacrifices our citizens have made in this time of crisis will be remembered, studied, honored, and praised for generations to come. We're really all working together. Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal, we're all working together. This is not about parties. This is about our country. Now the American people are ready to rise to the occasion once again. They are ready to show the world once more that Americans can defeat any challenger. Together we will rebuild this land that we love. We will reclaim the magnificent destiny that we share. And we will carry our nation forward to new heights of greatness and glory. I would now like to ask Vice President Mike Pence and Dr. Birx to further explain the new guidelines. I want to thank Dr. Birx. I want to thank Dr. Fauci. And I want to thank really especially a man who has devoted 24 hours a day to his task force and done such an incredible job, our great Vice President Mike Pence. Please, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. The members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force today joined the President to meet with a bipartisan group of members of the House and of the Senate to get their counsel on the development of what the President unveiled to America's governors this afternoon. The new guidelines for opening up America again are a product of the best science and the best common sense that the President has marshaled on this team and from a broad range of advisors from all across the nation. From the moment President Trump established the White House Coronavirus Task Force early on, he made it clear that we have no higher priority than the health and safety of the American people. The President launched a whole-of-government approach. And while we stand here on this day, with more than 640,000 Americans having contracted the coronavirus, and our hearts go out to the families of the more than 31,000 Americans who lost their lives and those who continue to struggle with serious consequences of the coronavirus. The truth is that because of the decisive action that our president took early on, suspending travel from China and thereafter from portions of Europe and South Korea, screening passengers, because of the strong actions in partnership with every governor across America, because of the extraordinary efforts of America's healthcare workers on the front lines, and because of the cooperation of the American people and God's grace, we are slowing the spread. We are flattening the curve. We have preserved the capacity of our healthcare system, and we've protected the most vulnerable. In a word, because of the actions of this president, this administration, governors at every level, our healthcare workers, and our fellow Americans, we've saved lives. And every American should be comforted by that. And we can see it in the numbers. In the charts that I'll present today, these three maps track influenza-like illness, which in this instance is mostly coronavirus across America. The first map reflects the total number of cases on the week ending March the 28th. The next map reflects our data about the total number of cases on the week ending April 4th. And we stand here today with the final map reflecting the total number of cases across America as of April the 11th. With these trends underway, President Trump tasked the White House Coronavirus Task Force to develop new guidelines for opening up America again. Those guidelines were presented today first to our nation's governors. And it is our intention, at the President's direction, to provide these guidelines to assist governors and state health officials in evaluating the most responsible manner to reopen.
All right, there you go. That was Vice President Pence, and again, we're down there in Washington. So we'll monitor this, and we'll come back in just a bit once again. Wayne Allen Root at the top of the hour, live and in person. My name is Lee Elsie. I get Tuesdays and Thursdays sharing it with you, and the President, and the Vice President, and all these other doctors will be coming out in a bit. Stick around. USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is criticizing Democrats for blocking additional aid to a popular small business relief fund that has run dry.
The program ran out of money and shut down, just as I warned a week ago.
The senator continues.
It's absolutely surreal to see Democratic leaders treat support for workers and small businesses as something they need to be goaded into supporting.
Treasury Department and IRS officials say they're working to fix a problem in getting Americans their stimulus checks. The Washington Post is reporting many Americans report either not getting the check yet or getting the wrong amount. Some parents say they did not get that extra $500 for each of their children under 17. Error messages are also popping up on IRS.gov. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the product.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maine wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, everybody, we are back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. The great Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour, so we're back and forth. Let us go back down to Dr. Birx, who is giving us a little lowdown in Washington, a big night here in Washington as they're breaking things down for you. So let's go to Washington and hear what she has to say.
In the community, and both for the syndromic cases that are tested, the flu influenza-like cases, and the asymptomatic cases, doing contact tracing again with support from the Centers for Disease Control, working with each state and local government. In addition, we want to make sure that all the healthcare facilities have adequate protective, personal protective devices and the equipment to handle the surge and to ensure the ICUs can handle increased capacity. We want every state to have a plan for the health and safety of its workers in critical industries and to protect the health and safeties of those living in high-risk facilities, including senior care facilities, as we discussed with Sentinel surveillance, but also additional surveillance. When we talked with all of the states that had not had a major metro outbreak, their Sentinel surveillances picked up always the first cases in nursing homes. And so this is a very much a big focus of the plan moving forward. I won't go into the rest of the details on this slide, but there's quite a bit of details on the expectations of every state and local government. Next slide. You'll recognize this slide. Next slide, please. You'll recognize this slide is what we've been talking about in the 15 and 30 days to prevent the spread. It's continuing those critical hand washing or sanitizers, not avoiding touching your face at all times, disinfecting surfaces, using face covering while in public, following state and local guidelines, and critically, staying home if you are sick. I know a lot of people go to the workplace when they are feeling ill. You know when you're feeling ill. It won't get better by going to work. So we're asking again for people to stay home when they're sick. Next slide is for employers to ensure that there can be social distancing and protective equipment, temperature checks, use of disinfectant in high traffic areas, including break rooms, and ensuring that we don't do there's no non-essential business travel, and then monitoring for any symptomatic individuals in the workplace. And again, if you become ill at work, to immediately to go home. And ensure that there's contact tracing of all the individuals that become sick. I'm going to go through the phases very quickly, but you have the details. Phase one. Again, you have to go through those gating criteria related to 14 days of decreasing evidence of illness and decreasing testing despite adequate testing. So phase one begins with all vulnerable individuals, including those with comorbidities, continuing to shelter in place and ensuring that those that first go out into the public are not those that are most vulnerable to bad outcomes in this disease. And then ensuring that we continue to do 6 feet maximum physical distancing in public spaces, continuing to avoid large gatherings and all non-essential travel. For the employers, next slide. Again, if a vulnerable population needs to return to work and cannot be teleworking, there should be special accommodations for all vulnerable populations as well as options for teleworking. We believe every employee should encourage work return in phases from 20% or 25% to 40% to 50%. And again, minimize all non-essential travel. Phase one continued. Next slide. If the schools are already closed, they should remain closed. All visits to senior living facilities and hospitals should continue to be prohibited. Large venues, including sit-down dining, can only be operated under strict physical distancing protocols and maintaining those 6 feet. Gyms could open if they, again, could adhere to strict physical distancing. And elective surgeries can resume on an outpatient basis. Phase two. Next slide. Next slide. Again, you have to go through the criteria again of a continuation of another 14-day decline among those criteria that were in the gating. Again, we're asking for all vulnerable individuals shelter in place. We did not put a timeline on any of the phases. We want the governors, with the data that they have, community by community, to be setting up those timelines. Again, we're asking for the public to continue to maximize physical distance. However, we increased social settings to be able to now have 50 individuals, and non-essential travel can resume. Next slide. This is for the employers. We still would like to encourage telework, and the common areas should remain closed or be physically distanced. All non-essential travel for employees can resume. And then, again, special accommodations for vulnerables. Next slide. This should be a relief to many of households that have small children. Schools, daycares, and camps can reopen in phase two. Visits to senior living facilities, however, should remain in hospitals prohibited. Large venues can operate, but solely under moderate physical distancing, and elective surgeries can resume on an outpatient and inpatient basis. Phase three. And so phase three, I won't go through in detail, which is essentially returning to our new normal with all of the what we talked about through all phases, continuing the good hygiene practices, continuing the respect for spaces between individuals, because we know that we still have an issue with asymptomatic spread. I do believe with this plan that we're both confronting the issue of finding symptomatic individuals through our networks with early alert, as well as those who come and present to different hospitals and emergency room with testing and contact tracing, but critically have put in place what we believe is a safety net through asymptomatic sentinel surveillance that is centered around our most vulnerable groups between nursing homes and Native American people and indigenous populations and our inner city groups that we know may be in multi-generational households and have unique risk. I'll stop there, Mr. President.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to the USA Radio Network. It's the White House Corona Task Force briefing.
Thank you very much, Mr.
Dr.
President,
Fauci's
Mr. Vice
there.
President. So as you've seen just now from the detailed presentation from Dr. Birx, this is a rather robust program for reentering into normality. There's a lot of details here, and I know it'll take a little bit of time to digest them all. So what I thought would be good, since I really want to be brief to allow time for questions, is to kind of take us back to the discussions that we've had here before and why this is a natural evolution from what we had said before. You might recall that on a few occasions when I was up here before you, I told you that when we get to the point where we're going to take those steps towards trying to get back to some form of normality, that it would not be a light switch that you could turn on and off. I meant that in two different components. The first of all, that we are a very large country and we have different dynamics in the country. We have areas of the country that have gone through a terrible ordeal and others that fortunately have gone and gotten through this rather lightly. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that light switch on and off is the exact opposite of what you see here, which is a gradual gradation with the first thing and the only thing in mind, as the health people here, my colleagues who are either physicians, scientists, or public health issues, the predominant and completely driving element that we put into this was the safety and the health of the American public. And I know there are a lot of other considerations that go into opening, considerations that you've heard of right from this podium. But the dominating drive of this was to make sure that this is done in the safest way possible. So let me just make a couple of comments to just reiterate more from a broader standpoint the things that Dr. Birx did so well in a very granular detail. First of all, in order to even consider getting into the phasing, you have to pass a hurdle. And that's the hurdle that we refer to as gating in. Now, when you think about it and look at the map of the country and look at the differences in different parts of the country, you will see that there are some regions, states, locations that are going to be almost already into some of that gating and will have already fulfilled some of those criteria. Others, because of the dynamics of the outbreak in the area, will take longer to be able to do that. But you don't get to phase one until you get through the gating. And then in order to make sure that safety and health is the dominant issue, the design of the phases were just that. You go into phase one, if you get no rebound, and you satisfy the gating for yet again a second time, then you go to phase two. If you have no rebound, and you satisfy the gating criteria for a third time, you go into phase three. So there are multiple checkpoints of safety there. So as I've said from this podium, when we were talking about the first 15 days of the mitigation, and then we extended it another 30 days, I essentially pleaded with the American public to say, let us make sure we do the best that we can to accomplish that. And in fact, mitigation works. You saw the charts that the Vice President and that Dr. Birx put up. It worked. And what we hope, and I believe we will be successful, if we carefully do this, again, with the attention to the safety and health of the American public, that we will be able to, and it will be staggered. Not every state, not every region is going to do it at the same time. That's clearly obvious. Because...
All right, you're listening to Dr. Fauci. It is the plus the White House briefing. There are big news happening, so again, hopefully you've been listening the entire hour. Wayne Allen Root is here. He'll be up and at you at about 7:05 Eastern Time or 4:05 out on the left coast. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll check in one more time with the folks down in Washington. Stick around.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnote.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind, our biology, our history, our culture. All these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right. Guess what? My name is Lee Elsie, and I'm here on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and it's awesome to do that. But today, it's all about Trump, and it's all about the coronavirus. So back to Washington we go, and President Trump is at the podium.
You look at, John, when you look at what they've done, when you look at what they've been through, when you look at all of the death and all of the problems and all of the sickness, when you look at what's happened, I just think the American people have been incredible.
Urge those protesters to listen to local authorities.
I think they're listening. I think they listen to me. They seem to be protesters that like me and respect this opinion, and my opinion is the same as just about all of the governors. They all want to open. Nobody wants to stay shut, but they want to open safely. So do I. But we have large sections of the country right now that can start thinking about opening. There'll be some mitigation, and they'll keep it going for a period of time, including masks, by the way, in areas that you wouldn't even think. I asked a question today. I said, why would they wear masks in Wyoming or Montana or North Dakota? And that's if somebody should come in from an area that isn't so successful in terms of what they've done. So that will be a governor's choice, and we'll have no problem with it.
Yeah, Mr. President, you spoke this afternoon with your new congressional advisory groups, 32 bipartisan members of the House, 65 bipartisan members of the Senate. One of the big topics was the fact that the Small Business Association loan pot of $350 billion has hit the cap. It's exhausted. There's nothing moving on the $250 billion. $2 billion to replenish it. What did you tell those bipartisan groups today about getting the move on to get some more money into the hands of small businesses?
So just for the viewers watching this or hearing you ask that question, exhausted is a good thing, not a bad thing. It went quickly. It is so popular. The banks have been incredible, including 4,000 community banks. 4,000. Most people didn't know you had that many banks. 4,000.
You still need a lot of them.
What they want is people want to keep this going, and we're doing it to keep the small businesses open and to keep the workers paid. And we have a $250 billion request. The Democrats like it. The Republicans love it. And to be honest, I think something's going to be happening. I hope so, because this is a very popular program. It was really executed flawlessly. The first day, they changed an application a little bit. But when you look at what Bank of America did and what Wells Fargo did and Citi and a lot of the banks, but when you look at what all of the community banks did, it's been really incredible. Well, we're negotiating with Democrats, and they should frankly approve it quickly. This is a great thing for our country. It's a great thing for small business and for the workers, and we're having a hard time getting them to approve it. I think it's going to happen. It should happen really unanimously, but they're trying to get things, and we're not too happy with what they're trying to get. Please, go ahead.
First, can you just say which states specifically you guys think have hit the gaining requirements?
I'd rather not say that, but you'll be seeing it very soon. I mean, I'd rather have the governors be able to announce, and they're very proud of it. They've worked hard. Some are in an area that's less susceptible, and some really was done, I think we can say, through talent. They really worked very hard. And, you know, we have some states that got too much credit for what they've done. Frankly, I could name you a couple of those, too, and I could name you a couple of them. And we have others that haven't been given credit that have done a phenomenal job.
And then part of the guidance seems to sort of shift to states and companies the burden not just of additional testing and surveillance, but also this sort of new normal in which, you know, there's smaller crowds in restaurants and bars and arenas.
Well, that's not going to be normal. There's not going to be a new normal where somebody has been having for 25 years 158 seats in a restaurant, and now he's got 30 or he's got 60, because that wouldn't work. That's not normal. No. Normal will be if he has the 158 or 68 seats, and that's going to happen, and it's going to happen relatively quickly, we hope. But that's our normal. Our normal is if you have 100,000 people in an Alabama football game, or 110,000 to be exact, we want 110,000 people there. We want every seat occupied. Normal is not going to be where you have a game with 50,000 people.
But to that point, I mean, best case scenario that happens in these states are doing really well in a month. Obviously, for I think a lot of other states, it's going to be longer than that. So my question is, what is the federal government going to do to sort of help, especially companies, but states and local governments in those positions, pay for what is now going to be an even longer extended?
We're going to be watching over. We're going to see that everything is working out smoothly. We're in very strong communication with the governors. We're going to be helping with testing. They're going to be doing the testing. It's got to be a localized thing, and it really has been since I've been involved, because I came in and federal government's supposed to do testing of parking lots in the middle of a certain state that's 2,000 miles away. It's ridiculous. But the testing has been so incredible. Two things, testing and ventilators. Ventilators are really tough. They're very complex. They're very expensive. They're, you know, very sophisticated machines. Some are unbelievably sophisticated.
All right, so we are back. We're glad we could bring you the presser, and great job by Chris making all that come together. Me, I was tripping over my tongue for some reason. Maybe I'm just excited. Whenever the president talks, I get a little feeling in my oh, man, I'm gonna get in trouble. Hey, one good thing is happening because of this coronavirus. Coyotes in San Francisco are howling in the streets. I love that, man. I love when the wildlife takes over. Hey, speaking of that, Wayne Allyn Root is next, ladies and gentlemen, and he'll take you for the next 2 hours right here on the Great USA Radio Network. I'll catch you on Tuesday. Thanks, everybody. Be safe. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.